How to build a B2B email list. That's what you wanted to know, and that's what I'm going to share with you today on this edition of the Inside BS Show. All right, here are the five things we're going to talk about. Using speaking engagements to build your email list. It's a no-brainer. Writing articles. Most people don't do this correctly. Articles are a great source of B2B email leads. I'm going to show you how to do that. Website. Your website should be a lead generation machine, but you're using the wrong web designer. He wants to go for flash. He doesn't want to go for functionality. I'm going to show you how to change all that. Direct mail. Yes, snail mail. For an email list, yes, snail mail can be used to build your email list. Video is fantastic. I'm getting 15 to 20 leads a day by doing these videos. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a forgotten strategy, a strategy that nobody's using right now that if you use, you'll corner the market when it comes to B2B emails. All right, let's dive right into the content. And first, we're going to talk about speaking engagements. How do you leverage a speaking engagement in order to build your B2B email list? I've built my entire business back in the mid-2000s. I started building my business from scratch, zero email database, by going and speaking for free to large audiences and offering them what I call a honeypot. Now, back in the day, I would offer them a CD. I would say, if you want to get this CD, which includes 60 minutes of business development information, all you got to do is pass your business cards to the center aisle. I'll come down the aisle and pick them up, and we will mail each one of you a copy of this CD. The CD was just me talking for an hour, doing an hour-long class on audio for how to use business development strategy just like this. But people loved the CDs. They wanted the CDs. It was something of value. So they all gave me their contact information, and then I put them on my email list and followed up with them forever. It was incredible. I built an email list of 3,000 names in the first year that I did this, and that was enough for me to make $300,000 the very first full year that I was practicing by myself, sole practitioner, as a consultant. If you want to grow your email list today, you can still use the speaking engagement strategy, but offer them a web course or offer them a free report. I offer my revenue roadmap guide. You know me. If you've watched any of my videos right here, I say go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your contact info, and there you can download instant access, download your free revenue roadmap, which is my business development plan. It works great for B2B business development. Well, I do that at speaking engagements. And when I do it, everybody goes on their phone. They hit the revenue roadmap guide. They also pass me their business cards. We double check to make sure we're not getting duplicates on our list. But we get hundreds of names at every speaking engagement. You can also do this with webinars. All you need is a honeypot to make an offer. I use a free report. You can use a video course. You can use a free consultation. You could use a subsequent webinar where you're going to teach something that's really valuable. Building your email list is easy with speaking engagements. I highly recommend it. The second thing I want you to do is articles. In your article, you're going to make an offer right in the print of the article. You're writing the article, and you're going to say in the article, if you'd like more information about this, get my free report, go to this website. Now, if you're doing the article for a major publication, let's say Forbes or Entrepreneur or Inc. magazine, they probably won't let you put the website right in the text of the article. Many other publications will, but the big ones won't. What I want you to do is they're going to give you a bio box. It's a little box, and you're going to be able to write three sentences about you. And what you're going to say is your name and what you do. I'll give you the example that I use. Dave Lorenzo is a business development consultant. He helps professionals make more money and get home on time for dinner every night. For his free report, what you need to know now to grow your business, just go to revenueroadmapguide.com and you will have instant access to download that free report. That's what you put in your bio box. Instead of Dave has 35 years of experience helping business owners grow and he went to Columbia University and got his master's degree, he's also got an MBA. No, we don't put all that in the bio. What we put in the bio is an offer, and that's what you do when you write an article. That's the trick. This is something that very few people know. If you want to generate leads for people reading articles, from people reading articles, you've got to make an offer, and you can do it in that little bio box. All right, the third way is your website. I want you to do this. Go to my website right now, DaveLorenzo.com. What you'll notice right away on the website is not me shaking hands with people. It's not me giving a speech. It's not me meeting the Pope or me meeting the President of the United States. No, what you notice right at the top is the offer. I offer you my revenue roadmap guide right at the top of my website. There's a big button. Click here. Get this for free. That's got to be on your website. You've got to have right at the top of your website an offer to everyone so that they can download your honeypot, so that they can get your free offer. I even do it on my YouTube channel. If you go to the top of my YouTube channel, you'll see the banner, and then there's an arrow that says free sales and marketing training, and the arrow points to a button. You click on that button, it offers you the revenue roadmap guide. I want to offer everyone that comes to one of my web properties an opportunity to get something for free, and I want them to give me their contact information in exchange for that. Your website has to be a lead generation tool for you. Make your website a lead generation tool. Make the first thing they see the opportunity to get something for free, to download something for free. When they do, you'll capture their email information, and that's how you build your B2B email list. The fourth thing I want you to do is direct mail. Now, you're saying to yourself, Dave, direct mail to get email addresses? Yes. And here's how you do it. So you've got an email list. You work with dentists. Let's say you sell products or services to dentists, right? You're a B2B salesperson and you sell something to dentists. And you get a list of 10,000 dentists in your state. You're going to do a mailing to the dentists. And in the mailing, you're going to say, I want you to take my video course, 5 ways to reactivate former patients who haven't had an appointment in over 12 months. I do a 1-hour course on this. All you need to do is go to this website to sign up, and you put the website in there. You can even put this on a postcard if you want, but I prefer a letter. You mail that letter out 3 times over the course of 6 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you mail that letter out, and you have them opt in to download the video for, it's called a reactivation campaign, to get people who came into your office one time for a cleaning and then never came back. It's a reactivation campaign that you're running. You're going to show them how to do it. All they got to do is give you their email address to come to the webinar. And that is how you use direct mail. You mail a letter out making an offer of this webinar, mail the letter out 3 times over the course of 6 weeks, every 2 weeks, and you'll get about 5% of those people to sign up for your webinar. The fifth way to do this, the fifth way to build your B2B email list is video. And I just showed you how to do it 2 minutes ago. I offered you my revenue roadmap guide right here in the video. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to download my business-to-business business development system, my B2B sales system. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website now. Enter your information, your contact info, your first name, your last name, and your email address, and you'll have instant access to download that guide. It is the system that helps people make more money and get home on time for dinner. I've been using it for almost 30 years. It works like a charm. We've updated it. It's all up to date with social media. Everything is included in there. You're going to love it. Download it now. That's how you make an offer in a video. All you've got to do is write a report and give people instant access to the report, make a video course, give people instant access to the video course. Do that in your videos, and people will opt in like crazy, and you can build your B2B email list. Now, I told you there was a forgotten strategy. I don't want you to miss it. We're going to get to that right now. All right, here's the forgotten strategy I promised you. Use a different website. Use a different URL for each place that you're generating these leads. So, for example, on LinkedIn, I use the URL, I use the website Legal Marketing for Lawyers. And that website points to a page that looks just like revenueroadmapguide.com, but I can track where the leads are coming from that way. When I speak from the stage, I don't give out Revenue Roadmap Guide. I give out a special URL to the audience based on who the audience is that I'm speaking to. So if I'm speaking to the International Association of Tow Truck Drivers, I will say, go to towtruckdriversmarketing.com. They'll go there. They'll enter their contact info. But my system, my B2B CRM system, my customer relationship management system, tracks based on the URL that they went to, based on the website that they went to. So if you go to legalmarketingforlawyers.com and opt in that way, I know you came from LinkedIn. If you go to towtruckdrivers.com, I know you came from the tow truck driver speaking engagement. Make different websites for, and this is so easy to do, your web designer can do it. If your web designer says no, you call me and I'll help you do it. It's so simple to set up. My 12-year-old sets it up for me. That's how easy it is. This is a strategy that most people don't use, but it's valuable. Why? Because you want to know where these leads are coming from so you can go back and get more leads from those same sources. My name is Dave Lorenzo. I help you with B2B sales strategy, and this has been How to Build Your B2B Email List. If you want more great B2B marketing strategy, all you got to do is scroll down right below me right now. Scroll down right below me. There's a video down there. I want you to click on that video. I want you to get the next great B2B strategy. See you in the next video.